The boy's mother, Rania Deng, says her son was humiliated, beaten and forced to wash dishes while his female cousins were raped by the attackers on camera. Deng says her son and his two cousins were on their way to attend a birthday party at their auntie's house when they were attacked by a group of Egyptian boys in Cairo and Shem's residential area. A video showing Egyptian boy assaulting the South Sudanese boy went viral on social media last week. Rania Deng told South Sudan in Focus by phone that neither the South Sudan embassy nor the UNHCR have offered her family any kind of support since the incident happened.
I didn't see any sort of protection from our South Sudan's embassy. I didn't see anything. The ambassador talked to me during the time I was busy taking my boy for further medical checkups, but till now I have not heard from him anymore. I have no protection. I am still residing in the same building where they, criminals, know it. When I came back after reporting the case to the public prosecution office, they attacked me and I have to go back and report this incident again.
But in a statement seen by South Sudan in Focus, the South Sudanese ambassador to Egypt, Joseph Nom, said action have been taken against the perpetrators. He says the youth were arrested and are in police custody. The statement says, quote, "The embassy always seek to help all the members of our community, whether they are holders of South Sudanese passports or UNHCR cards," end quote. Ambassador Nom further said in the statement that as soon as he heard and watched the video clip, he engaged his contacts and competent authorities in order to grant the safety of the South Sudanese boy's family. "I insisted that the law should take its course," said Nom. Deng says police arrested three of the boys involved in the attack, including their mother, but she says two of the attackers, including the one who tortured her son, are still at large. Deng says some of the teenagers involved in the attack admitted raping the boy's sister.
They admitted that they raped some young girls, and they have also been taken for further laboratory tests, and now we are waiting for the results so that they don't deny it. The investigation is still ongoing. My son has been tortured because he actually resisted when the boys were raping his sisters.
Deng says despite receiving countless threats, she is determined to pursue the case until her children receive justice.
What I want is only that the right of my boy should be recognized. I don't want this case to be played with. I want our ambassador to intervene and make sure that those criminals are punished. I am here vulnerable. My country authorities have not offered me any protection, or the UN also. I am also afraid, as I expect that anything can happen to me. God is with me.
A video of the attack has outraged many people, including South Sudanese in the diaspora. South Sudan in Focus reached out to the Egyptian embassy in Juba for comment on attack. A secretary at the embassy said the Egyptian ambassador to Juba, Muhammad Kadid, who is the only person in the embassy authorized to speak to the media, was on leave. The Egyptian embassy in Juba issued a statement on their Twitter page condemning the attack, calling it unjust behavior. The acting spokesperson in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Ambassador Thomas Kennedy, says his ministry and South Sudan embassy in Egypt are monitoring the case and will ensure that the perpetrators are punished. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.